Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Darkness on the Fens by Joy Ellis, narrated by Henrietta Meir. Chapter 1. Jim Fortune had probably been in every one of Greenborough's 16 pubs at some time or another, but his favourite was the Hanged Man. The beer was good. It was lively without being rowdy. Being old, it had bags of character, and the landlady was a real looker. To cap it all, it was only a 10-minute walk home, so it had quickly become his pub of choice. The place had been buzzing tonight, lots of incomers trickling in, being lavish with their money. Discovering he was a local, several bought him drinks and plied him with questions about the forthcoming festival. Jim was more than happy to extol the virtues of dark Greenborough in exchange for a pint of best bitter. A kiddies thing, it had started way back, always around Halloween, although long before trick-or-treat became such big business. In those days it was simply an evening where old superstitions, ghost stories and folklore were acted out on the streets. People dressed up as ghosts or witches and warlocks, and there was music in the town square and braziers burning, and stalls selling food and drinks. It had an old-fashioned fairground appeal, lots of fun. But that was then. Now it was a big attraction, bringing in serious money and an influx of tourism. Nowadays, dark Greenborough celebrated the darker side of life and explored the town's mysterious, sometimes notorious, happenings. Old haunted houses were open to the public. Groups of ghost walkers trailed round the street.